And the senior national team, the Black Stars, have intensified training ahead of Saturday's crucial encounter with their German counterparts in Fortaleza in the second Group G match. All the players took part in the training except Michael Essien, whom Radio Ghana learned is nursing an injury sustained during the U.S. match. According to the communications director of the GFA, Ibrahim Sani Dara, the players are determined to make amends and make Ghana proud by beating the Germans. He said the GFA, the technical team, and the playing body were surprised when they heard in the Ghanaian media of player revolt or boycott. Speaking at the Black Stars second training at Maseru, Mr. Dara said the German media have also picked on the perceived revolt in camp in spite of the denial by Kevin Prince Boateng and other players.
When we heard of reports of a mutiny or revolt in camp, it really, really surprised us that some Ghanaians could stoop that low. And I've been monitoring the German press this morning. A German headline read, Ghana pushing the self-destruct button. They monitored Ghana media and picked it up. So the Germans are telling us that we are destroying ourselves. It's pathetic. I heard Asamoah address the players yesterday. So I think that in one way, it's a rallying cry for the players to realize that, look, some people are out there to get us. We must prove them wrong by proving it. And I think that they are capable. The German national team has been beaten before. It can be beaten again. With fresh determination and going into the match knowing that, yes, there were a few mistakes in the first match, but we carry those experiences with us into the next match and improve upon it and hope that we can do our country proud. And that is the belief. You can see the players amongst themselves are talking, they are encouraging each other. We are picking each other up to ensure that we go to triumph in this competition.
You heard Director of Communications of the GFA, Ibrahim Sani Dara.